It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our broadcast this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, we appreciate you taking time out and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week. And we thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend. Thanks for bringing by Peyton.
Thank you so much for having us. We're excited to introduce everyone to Peyton. She is a boxer mix who's about 7 years old, and she has the distinction right now of being our longest resident. She's been at our shelter for a year and a half.
You might think when you first hear that, that means that she must have, some unadoptable qualities, but that was not really her fault. She, unfortunately, like so many of the dogs and cats we talk about here on Pet of the Week, came into your care in an unfortunate situation. Terry, if you could, tell us a little bit about Peyton and what makes Peyton Peyton.
Well, before coming to the shelter, Peyton's life was anything but naps and treats and belly rubs. She actually came to us as part of a hoarding situation. There were 22 dogs living in terrible, neglected conditions, and they had to compete for food and just to survive. Every day was a struggle for them. And we, as the shelter, rescued all 22 of the dogs, but Peyton was who had suffered the most from the conditions. She was so traumatized when we first received her that we couldn't touch her because she was so scared. She would bark when anyone came near or bark when other dogs came near, just because she was so frightened because of a life of neglect. But, you know, her spirit was bent, but it certainly wasn't broken. And when you meet Peyton today, you'll see no sign of that pitiful creature that came to us.
Yeah, Terry, what was that rehab process like? Like you were saying, from day one to now, two totally different dogs almost. What was that process like?
It was a long, slow process of one-on-one love and care. She had to learn that we were there to help her, that there was always going to be food in her bowl and water in her dish, and she learned to trust.
Terry, what home situation do you think would be perfect for Peyton?
She would ask for a home with a quiet, patient, consistent environment where she could be an indoor dog so she could spend as much time as she could with her person. She would, as a dog, who would be an amazing companion for a single-person household who just wanted that loyalty and that constant companionship of a dog. She's a dedicated friend.
Terry, if our listeners want to find out more information or take that next step, how do they get in contact?
They can phone us at the shelter at 660-359-2700.
And once again, we got pictures of Peyton and a video on our website under Pet of the Week. That's at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, thank you so much for all your hard work and joining us once again here on Pet of the Week. And hopefully because of all your hard work today, we can find Peyton a forever home.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a long road for Peyton, but we're looking forward to see her get that wish of a forever home very soon.
Terry, thank you so much again for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.